I would like to invite each of you to listen carefully to God's voice in your heart. Listen to His voice. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid.
Sweet. Did LeBenz just catch that? Did
you get he caught one. Out?
All right. Redemption.
Second base. Second base.
Okay. Would you want to introduce yourself?
Okay. Father Matt David. I am assigned at St. Isidore's Catholic Student Center.
Woo!
It's
a good place.
The Newman Center for Kansas State. It's a great place. A lot of activity up there, but not in summertime.
Makes it easy to come down for the Shibe Classic.
Right, right. We're freed up for good events like this.
Father Kyle Dugan said he's got a story for us here in a little bit. So when he comes back in from the field, we'll get that story.
We need to get Dugan Construction up there
on the home run fence. Yeah.
Yeah, Dugan Trucking.
We got two Dugans playing, right?
Right. Sure. Got Connor here, too.
Okay, Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm sure we'll have you on for a full episode eventually, but...
Okay.
Where were you before K-State?
Before K-State. So I'm from Wichita. I went to school at Kansas State, seminary at Mount St. Mary's, and then... My first assignment was at Church of the Magdalene, east side of Wichita. So I was there for 3 years. Father John Yurok. I learned a lot about being at a parish that has lots of activity. Father John Yurok goes crazy.
He's a busy man.
We want to dive into that, but we do need to hear from Father LeBenz about what happened in left field just
now. How did that inning go? In three words, how was that inning?
Bottom of the third, I think. I just lost my concentration. I just was afraid to run into the fence, which happened at the end of the first game.
Did it have anything to be getting struck by that pitch? I mean, are
I
you
was
just
a little frazzled from Shibe?
You look skittish.
You might want to check me for concussion. Yeah. Now.
For concussion, it hit your back.
The whole body's related, Matt. That's
he has less meat. It just vibrates up into the head.
He is skinny as a...
When one
rail.
Part hurts, we all hurt, right? In the body of Christ, same in the body of LeBenz.
Very deep.
My goodness. Okay, so now you spent some time at Magdalene, which gets you...
Right.
Locked and loaded for the...
It was an active 3 years.
Yeah, right.
I hear from guys, Father John is known for... Yurok is known for being a very busy man, and he expects it of his associates.
Yeah, for sure. He gives us a lot of freedom, too, which is awesome. Well, we kind of could just take our ministries and run and get a lot done. There's a lot of ministry done in those 3 years. Yeah, so it was a good time. We had a great brotherhood amongst the rectory. We'd have our priest fraternity night once a week, pray together and eat dinner and do something, and then we'd have our ministry kind of go along with that. One thing he did a lot that I thought was cool, when somebody would get invited to go to somebody's house for dinner, we were supposed to invite everybody, all the rectory, and Sister Connie, who was with us there as well. And we'd all go to dinner together at that person's house, and the parishioners loved it.
Oh,
get to know all the priests together, and yeah.
And I think maybe that's something, maybe the laity I never thought of before, even being a priest and living in a rectory, of just how necessary that is to have some time together, build trust amongst your team of priests that's working together and serving together every day, that's invaluable, and you got to have that time, commit to that time.
Trust, that's kind of key there, that key word.
And he would even, at least I know now, he might take a couple, or maybe not a day or two, and just the team of priests will take a quote-unquote retreat and go off campus and spend some time together to develop a mission and a vision together that I think, it's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Moving into college ministry, Father Derek was just talking to us about his experience at Pitt State. He was talking some trash. Your experience
at Gorillas.
We were talking about how college ministry makes you feel like a parent. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, like I get called a dad a lot. More than father, just dad.
Mason almost took one in the dome.
there's just so many moments where kids feel lost, you know, and need somebody to bring them in spiritually, rein them in and show them that they're loved. And it's kind of a father's role is to be able to generate life amidst a time of lowness. Yeah, definitely. Dad. I had this group of sorority girls that are in a sorority called Kappa Kappa Gamma. We have a thing called Kappa Tuesdays where I hang out with the Kappas and some of their friends. And one of them, when she graduated, gave me a Dad's Weekend Kappa hoodie. I love it. It's so awesome. Just depicts what that relationship was.
Okay, you want to give a piece of advice to your college men and thus to our listeners about discernment? You're giving one piece
about
of advice.
Discernment?
You're giving one piece of advice. What are you giving?
Pray. Don't be afraid of prayer. Don't be afraid of being vulnerable in prayer. I just think a lot of men, we want to have control of the situation, and we go into it like maybe with like a list of what we're doing, and we're praying about these certain things, and being vulnerable and really being open and to prayer is kind of different. Listen to our heart. It's funny, we keep turning over and watching that when we hear the bat crack.
Yeah, all the heads turn that way.
All the heads turn to see what's going on.
Our guests are focused away from the field. Us three are positioned so we can look out towards field. It is sometimes like having a conversation with the TV on the background. Yeah. Every once in a while, your eyes just kind of stray over.
Oh, action. Yeah, I just think it's a common thing. I see it myself. And so being able to be open to be directed.
Mm-hmm. Open to be directed. That's what Father Ben Sawyer told me when I was getting ready to join seminary. I asked him one piece of advice. He said almost exactly the same thing. Mm. Be open and be ready to change and be different than you are now. And I found that to be tremendously helpful. Matt, we'll have you on for a full episode. We keep telling guys that because we've got a lot of guys that we want to hear more from. So keep up the good work.
Thanks, Matt.
Awesome.
Proud of you. Keep it up.
Good to be here.
See you, Matt.
This is going to sound like a dumb thing. Father Matt will probably tell it to his face, but like when you leave a place and a guy takes over for you and takes such good care of things, that's like an edifying thing. And that's what Matt, like, that's been my experience, Matt. I know it's different being an associate, but like that it was in such good hands, all the things that you loved so much that Matt took such good care of. So that's kind of how I feel about
it. On that note, we probably should point out to the listeners, if they've been paying attention, Father Garrett is now hosting the podcast. He planned all of this. He set this all up. And so now as vocation promoter, director of vocation promotion, the podcast is now his wheelhouse. So just what you were describing, I get to sit and watch it happen in real time.
How do you feel then about this transition?
So to be honest, I feel like the quality has really gone downhill. I'm drinking a beer. I never would have done that when I was in charge. But now that suddenly I don't have to do things, I'm watching a baseball game and drinking a beer while supposedly podcasting.
Father Garrett, any nervousness,
quality's gone
anxiety?
Down.
No, we'll get into it more, I think, in the next episode when we're back in a real studio indoors, but I'm excited. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to want to take credit for this once it's all said and done, but this is my first crack at it. So,
what a beginning! The live episode at the Scheibe Classic. That's a good start.
Okay, we were told we have a good story. Introduce yourself, and then do you got a story for us?
My name is Father Kyle Dugan. Thanks for having me on. First time, long time. First time on, long time listener. Is it long time, first time?
I was listening to the radio one time, and I heard my uncle call in, and he said, long time caller, first time listener. Okay, who are you? Do you have a story for us?
He told us who he is.
I know, but what do you do? Like, what are you?
The story is, in seminary, we'd go out and we'd play baseball. And the guys jokingly would call me Big Hurt, the Big Hurt, which is the nickname of this White Sox player, Frank Thomas.
Okay.
This big guy hit these dingers, right? So they call me the Big Hurt just as a joke. One day, I walk into my room, and there's a bunch of baseballs just laying in my room. And I'm trying to figure out where they came from. Eventually, I found out this African student down the hall was looking in the basement at all these boxes, and he found this box with this guy's name written on it who had already graduated, been ordained. And he calls him and said, hey, do you want your stuff? He's like, no, just give it away. So he knew that I liked baseball, dumps all these baseballs in my room. I start looking at them. Most of them are unmarked. Two of them are signed. One by Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. This guy had no idea. No idea. And another by Will Clark.
Oh, look out, look out. We're okay. Everyone is okay.
Fly ball.
So the second one was signed by Will Clark, who Father Will Stever is named after.
That's right.
No joke.
No way.
No joke.
I never knew that.
Because his dad loves baseball so much.
Yeah.
So I took one of the baseballs and I fake signed Will Clark on it.
A total Sandlot situation.
And Will takes one look at it and is like, that's not real. That's not real. He's like, okay, yeah, you're right. Here. And I gave him the real one, and he's, like, freaked out. It's like, no way. He already had something signed by Will Clark.
He knew his signature well enough to recognize it. Wow, that's impressive.
Yes.
We were laughing there because Deacon Jesus hit a little comebacker back to the pitcher, and instead of throwing it to first, Joel Scheibe just chased him down along the path, which is a little demeaning.
Don't risk the throw.
Okay, where are you, Pastor Cal?
St. Joseph and Conway Springs. Conway Springs, for those of you who don't know, is 30 minutes southwest of Wichita.
Okay, that helps.
Great little parish.
Have you played golf at all recently? What's anything, like, competitively? That's a question we ask all of our guests.
I don't play golf competitively.
Okay, So nothing.
I would love to.
Nothing recently.
I feel like you're digging for something here.
No, this is what we ask our guests, Chad.
Okay.
Drew, you're referring to our competitive We've played competitively together.
Oh, shoot. I hadn't thought about that, I guess.
Yeah.
Recently?
Last Wednesday.
Oh.
We did, yeah.
I don't even remember how it ended. We've got some chicanery at third base messing with the
putter. I'm just going to come out and say it before Drew tries to embarrass me. He beat me on the back nine.
Kyle, it was a great example of when you play match play, a guy can play way better than you, and somehow you can look at the scores and Kyle beat me.
Drew had two or three holes on the front nine where he just picked the ball up and stopped playing. And then the back nine, he pulls it together. And
well, I suggested the exact terms of the bet, which is like that would assist me, and Kyle was most gracious to take it out. But Kyle is a great golfer, a great baseball player, and a great priest.
You guys were same class high school, is that right? All three of you?
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah.
We were talking about you last, a podcast that'll come out earlier, about how great of friends the three of us with Garrett and Clay were. Kyle, do you have any great memories of our close friendship?
I don't think we ever spoke.
I don't think I did. Oh, Clay with a blast to center.
That's a good hit. It's a good hit.
But caught.
And it was nothing like, I don't know, I didn't have anything against you guys. It was just different circles.
No, we had 1,000 people in high school. I mean, you're not going to.
No. When we do the podcast where it's just you and me, Kyle, then you can tell me what you had against them, okay? When they're not at the table.
Well, Clay likes to joke around that I would put him in trash cans and bully him because I was a wrestler and he was a bowler.
So you're like four ordained from your class?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be tough to beat.
I would be curious.
In comparison, that would be interesting.
That's good.
So there's three.
Class 09.
Three ordained from my class and at least one monk.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So
three priests?
Yeah, me, Patrick Riley, and Dan Dooley are all the same class.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
We also didn't actually socialize that much together.
We've got Kyle's brother, Connor, is whispering in his ear, I'm sure.
Ask me if I'm qualified to be on this. Get out of here, Connor.
I'm trying to get Vince.
Connor recently engaged?
Yeah, right? December 30th.
He's getting married December 30th at the cathedral.
You've married a brother of yours already.
As in, you've done the wedding.
Yes, of course.
Well, actually, two. I did one as a deacon.
Oh,
cool. Yeah. I did one of my brother's weddings.
I've done my brother's wedding. It's cool, right?
It's a pretty sweet thing to be able to do.
I tell you, it's the most nervous I've ever been in my life.
I absolutely agree. I could not agree more.
Oh, I didn't have that at all.
Could not
your
agree more.
Your whole family sitting out there. It's your brother.
I could not agree more.
They have high expectations.
See, I'm the opposite. They can't think any lower of me. So no, there's...
I absolutely agreed with that. And my brother married a girl who was, they were very Catholic, the family, but they didn't have a lot of priest friends, so they were like so excited that Garrett was there that there are all these priests here.
See, I remember it was my older brother, and I could make fun of him, and he couldn't do anything about it. Like, contrary to my entire growing up experience, I could say whatever I wanted from the pulpit, and he couldn't do anything but smile and nod. And
That was
great.
Kyle, one piece of advice before we get the star attraction on, you'd give to young men discerning.
One piece of advice. I read this in a book. Can't remember what book it was now, but something along the lines of, don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and become that. Because what the world truly needs are people who have come alive.
I like that.
And that's what I feel, you know, when I think back to my discernment, just looking at priesthood and ministry, it makes me feel alive.
Right.
And that's why I became a priest. Not because, hey, the world super needs priests, so I got to do it, but it's for me. And that was my discernment. It made me alive, and so I went with it.
That's one of the main reasons I like us doing this podcast, because like, that's got to energize people.
That's great advice.
I come alive as being a priest. That's so true.
That's so true.
And for the people of God.
That's beautiful.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
Thank you, guys.
We'll have you on for a full episode. We keep telling
Sounds
people
good.
That. Go hit another home run.
Now the star of the show.
We're going to go to the bullpen for the closer here. We want to welcome on, as he's known around these parts in these days, Commissioner Scheibe. Welcome on, Commissioner. If you would, please just introduce yourself.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm glad you're here. A lot of good memories down here on this ball game. I think this is our 13th year.
Wow.
And this didn't happen overnight. We've had a little bit here and there. I was telling somebody, I just think back to when we moved out here and we had a ball field up by the house and we were building on, and I put this real beautiful window in and I thought, I don't want a baseball game. So we came down and started looking for a place to put a ball field, and we settled on this. And at the time, this field was grown up with just little trees and stickers and all that stuff. And I just remember when the boys were high school and younger, and they kept telling me they had a spring break coming up.
Uh-huh.
And how much fun that was going to be. I said, I've got a little job for you. And I went out and bought a bunch of printers. We got saws. I think John might have been able to drive the little red truck then. So they spent the whole week clearing this field we're playing on.
Wow.
And I think they remember that, too.
Now, Vince, John's the oldest, right?
Right.
And Joel's the youngest. Is that
the
of the boys?
Boy, yeah.
How many years between Joel and John, roughly?
Joel is almost 23. John's 37.
Okay. Okay.
But the real difference is John and Gemma.
Yeah. Gemma's the youngest?
Yeah. John's 37. Gemma's 11.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's a lot of good workers to keep upkeep on the baseball field, right?
Oh, yeah. This wouldn't happen without all these boys. Mm-hmm. They get around here. Like, if the grass gets a little tall, I always say, well, I can't keep this place up. I'm going to have to sell it. And then they start showing up, and I get some help.
I bet.
there's a lot of mowing. You can see that.
Oh, yeah.
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 And the girls are doing a great job running the concession stand. They're running some business smarts today.
Yeah, they went from being customers to running it.
Again, the whole free thing makes me question what kind of business model we're running.
Oh, I'll tell you what. If you would have checked out with me at Sam's the other day, I thought, I think I'm going to start charging. No, it's a wonderful – it was actually kind of started maybe even before Jimmy joined the seminary. Father Borkenhagen had an idea about having a game here, and Father Ben Sawyer, his family would come early on, and then I don't even know if we had the fence, but we just added some things, and then it just kind of, I think there's the most seminarians and priests I've ever seen here, and this is really for you guys to come down and have a good time. And
oh, this is fantastic.
We look forward, it's a lot of work, but we sure enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you so much for your hospitality. I mean, honestly, talking with our buddies from seminary sometimes in other places, or they're not as around brother priests a ton, and so we just need stuff like this, that it's almost an excuse to, like, all right, let's all get together, let's go to the Shibes, mm-hmm. let's hang out, and we need it for a healthy and holy priesthood.
Yeah, my son, Father James, or Jimmy, he's that you guys need this. I know that. So, and we're glad to be able to do it.
Now, did you used to play when the boys were younger?
I don't know.
I haven't seen you up to bat yet today,
you
Vince.
I don't know if I've ever played.
Jimmy's not shaking his head.
That's before I had two steel hips.
Jimmy just said that you played in college. Is that true?
I did. I played in college, and then it's all been downhill since then. So,
did you pitch? What position did you play?
Oh, I was an outfielder, and I thought I was good, but... college is a little different. I learned how to keep score real good. But I did play 2 years.
I like this Shibe matchup we got. We got Father James at the bat, and his brother is not taking it easy on him.
Throwing some gas right past him.
It.
When they were younger, did you ever get any arguments out here on the field? I mean, was it always pretty friendly games, or did it get heated sometimes?
Actually, the biggest argument we ever had here was two priests.
Is that true?
And they're not here.
I believe that.
Who was it? Can you say?
I feel like we should take guesses before.
We had what we call a Frasati group, the servers. We had kind of a ball team. We took them, and Bishop Carroll came down, some of their players, with Father Carney.
Uh-huh.
He was at Bishop Carroll. And there was a call, I don't know if it was either on home or third, Father Borkenhagen and Father Carney got in.
Golly.
Probably get in trouble, but
knowing
argued,
both of them, like, I can see that.
There was no cussing, just arguing.
Right, right.
Okay, so, but it was kind of funny.
I think, like Father Borkenhagen and Father Carney, a lot of priests are that, you know, they're pretty cool, pretty calm, but there's a really, like, every part of the competitive side is a little bit submerged. You get those moments, and it just comes out. Because Father Borkenhagen, super competitive. I mean, you know, easygoing, but very competitive. So is Father Carney.
Well, 1 year, this has been a few years back. This is when I think Jimmy was still in seminary, and I got to talk to him before the game, and I've only done this once. And so I was talking about when Jimmy wanted to become a priest. And he said, Dad, you know, I think I'm going to join to be a priest, study to be a priest. I said, Jimmy, you will make an excellent priest because you are a bad sport like all the rest of them. So you'll fit right in.
Yeah, that's great.
And there must have been 14 priests listening to this. Not one laughed. And I thought, oh, goodness, Vince, you're going straight to hell. So I haven't said that again.
But
there is a little truth there.
For sure.
There's more than a little truth, I think, to that.
What was that experience of him telling you that he wanted to join seminary? Surprising? Were you excited? Were you not sure what to think?
Oh, we were excited. I just never, my worst fear was he'd say he didn't want to go back, and we just never had that conversation. And he had a lot of friends, you guys did too, that dropped out. And And I said, you know, you didn't join because of them. You're still your friends. And he hung in there, and so, yeah.
One of the things he was pointing out to me, and so hopefully this is not revealing too much private stuff, but here on your place, there's a little cabin that he's got, and against one wall is just his altar setup, so that he can come and visit you and your wife and spend a little bit of time, but he's got a little spot to be here and
say mass. We've had a few little masses in there.
That's cool.
It's nice when my wife Mary and I, and we can go in there and have a mass, and I think they had a little mass in there today.
That's cool.
For some of the priests. So, yeah, it's a...
That's cool.
He don't have it too bad here.
I mean, so, other
life
than that,
is good when he comes home.
Yeah.
Other than just that, I mean, him being able to say mass for you, has there been a big shift since he became a priest for you and for your family?
Well, it's an honor, you know, and I like it when he comes home. It's just like, he's just a normal boy when he comes back home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a priest, and I respect that.
Right.
You know, it's made a big difference in our family. He did the mass and all the eulogy, and when we buried my dad about a year and a half ago. And my dad was a big baseball man. He was one of the founders of Babe Ruth here in Parsons.
That's what Jimmy was saying,
Got some awards after him now, and he loved baseball. He coached about 30 years.
Wow.
You know.
Just to give a brief update what's happened in the game, Father Zach just ran out an infield single, fell going into first base. He has a pitch runner now, Father Devin Burns. He's in a lot of pain, and we might get an update from him here in a little bit.
That Weasley shirt is not helping him.
How did Devin get picked to be a pinch runner? Because he just got out in a pickle a little bit ago. He made a bad base running decision.
Now he's all dirty. Are hugging in the out.
So I told Father Devin, we have a very nice first aid kit just because of you.
Yeah, tell him this story.
What happened?
All banged up that last time he came. We had doctor's leg up.
Father Devin?
Yeah.
What happened?
He slid in home, had a big old spot on his leg, and we had to take him to the triage back here and work on him.
Jimmy's leg is looking a little rough today. It looks like he took a ball to the calf. And it was looking.
Got a good first aid kit now.
It's so funny. Jimmy was raving about his formation coming largely through the Sunday afternoon games and dinners. When you're thinking about raising a family, is that something that just happened? Is that something you guys were really intentional with? And how have you seen that impact in your family?
You know, I'm one of 10, and then we have R11. And, you know, it's all about family. And I grew up in 5 sisters, 4 brothers. My mom was here this afternoon just a little bit, and then... you know, we've just worked on this place to try to make a good place for family and where the kids want to come back. Fortunately, Father Jimmy's the farthest one away, and he's in Cobb.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that is amazing.
You know, they're all contributing. You know, we've got police officers, teachers, sheriff deputy, insurance agent, phone guys. You know, we've about got it covered.
Anything you and Mary need, just call one of the kids. Yeah. They can either do it or they know someone.
I met Senator Moran once, and I said... you know, I'm saving Social Security for you. And I said, every one of my kids are going to contribute and pay in.
That's so funny.
And he says, yeah, I think so. But no, it's a good place to raise the family. We've built onto our house 3 times.
Yep.
I'm done building.
Well, and you've been a long-time servant to the diocese on the Diocesan School Board as well, because you and I used to serve, and you were on there before I was, and you were on there after I was.
I've been there 9 years. I'm not supposed to be there that long.
I remember them making exceptions that you could continue as part of the Southeast Kansas representative on the Catholic School Board.
Yeah, and I started my county commission job in January, so it's keeping me busy.
Oh, yeah?
I told someone, I said, you know, physically, I still own Park Common, but Paul does 99% of the work. I said, I can't do it like I used to, but my mouth still works, so I ran for county commission.
What a wonderful shibby thing. That's perfect.
But I had to win. So
I was going to say, do the boys get the competitiveness from you or from Mary?
Mary, you know, when they played basketball more against Mary than they did. You know.
That's funny.
I love baseball. I played for the Knights of Columbus softball right after I got married, and then I had health insurance, but if I hurt my hips, I didn't have no insurance, so I had to quit playing. These kids had to eat.
Yeah, I've been impressed with the power they've been pitching with out there.
Yeah,
I was expecting more a softball sort of pace of game, but there's some serious contenders out
there.
You
know, we've worked on this field, and it's not perfect, but it's as good as a lot.
Oh, it's a beautiful field.
It looks good without them little trees growing up.
Thanks to John and the boys.
Yeah, it's.
Now who's this? Who's pitching there?
That is Darren Mueller. He means business. I've been.
Yeah, he's not messing around.
I was going to say he's bringing some. him and Joel both were pitching pretty hard out there.
Yeah.
Jimmy was pitching hard too. You just didn't know where it was going to go.
Yeah.
Hey, when did they put that guy on third over there?
Father Buster. I think
that.
He's in. Is he in boots? No,
jeans?
Those are maybe.
I think he's jeans and boots.
He looks like.
He looks as uninterested as can be.
He's down in a stance now. He's ready.
No, I
wish they'd hit a shot right at him. I'd like to watch it.
A moment ago, he was staring towards the tree line. Reminds me of that old Pizza Hut commercial. The kid's just in the picking dandelions in the outfield, not paying attention to the game.
That's the same energy.
That's the energy Trev's bringing.
Father Grellinger in left field also has that same energy.
Not everyone out here is a serious player.
Well, Vince, thanks again so much for having us out and for coming on.
This is nice. So.
Before we let you go, we have a lot of parents of seminarians that tune in, and just going through that experience, would you have any piece of advice for them about how to manage that and relate to your son and support him through his discernment process?
Well, you do a lot of praying, number one. I think it all starts when they're little. You know, you just lead by example. And unless you're on your deathbed, you go to church. You know, and you just, you work hard and be honest. You know, I've had to do this in a business for 40 years. I'll have 40 years in August 1st.
Wow.
And you got to have a little humility.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will do the rest. I can tell you a lot of stories about this place and how we started. And to get to this point, I'm real proud of it. So,
yeah,
it should be.
I didn't do it alone.
Right.
Somebody told me a long time ago, said, quit worrying about everything and let the Lord take care, help you with your problems. And that's a good advice.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to do it all.
Amen.
Yeah, that's that boy there. I don't know what happened.
Someone's trying to distract.
I wonder if I dropped him when he was a kid.
On purpose.
A lot of love.
Anyway, that's my advice.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vince.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Thank you. Are you up to bat, Gare?
I've got my sign off.
Oh. Amateur right here.
He did just have a Mason Lubers home run.
I was going to say, did he hit that out of the park?
Deep to left field. Where is Mason? Mason!
I think that makes him MVP. I think that's three home runs.
Real quick before we go, we're going to get a word from our seminarian who just hit a home run, Mason Lubers. Mason, we're about to sign off, but can you just give us a real quick summary of what just happened with that blast left field?
Yeah, I was kind of expecting off speed.
Oh, my gosh.
He gives me a fastball, leaves it up, and I got on top of it and let her fly.
I really regret this.
Mason and I have these sort of baseball conversations all the time because we love inside ball.
Leave it to me and Father Chad to have some good baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
Sports. Big sports guys.
Yeah. Was that number three for today, Mason?
Number three.
Wow. Well, I think well done.
It's not decided yet, but I think we're probably talking to the MVP of today's Shibe Classic. So thanks for coming on, Mason. You did a great job.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I assume first time down here?
Yep.
Awesome.
First of many.
You made a splash.
Thank you.
Oof.
What just I missed that.
Father Matt misjudged a line drive, we'll say. I hope people had fun today. We wanted to do this because, again, it shares that priests are having fun together.
Yeah.
They love being together. It gives maybe our diocesan family a wider vision of the diocese priests you've never heard of or know and wondering where they're at, and just see that the guys love being priests, and this is a very good life.
This has been an awesome day. Just sitting. I mean, it's a gorgeous day out here, sitting here watching the game and just chatting with guys as they go. I don't know which I enjoy watching more, the guys that know how to play or the guys that don't know right. how to play. Both are equally entertaining.
It's a mix out here. We've got all types in the priesthood. So
amen. Yeah,
it's been a joy. So thanks for listening to About 4 O'Clock. If you have questions you'd like us to address, you can email us at wichitavocations@gmail.com. You can also visit us at our website at about4.org. Until next time, be not afraid, and God bless.